church bells were ringing in the schoolyard, and we all went out those days. The bully said, "Mac, would you fancy a rumble?" I said, "Yes, it's time to play." All the nuns and the priests, they grabbed the rosaries as they pulled our bodies apart. The bully said, "Mac, you lost the fight, but you gained my respect. You fight with so much heart. We're stubborn-ass mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, 'Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.'" Wives, they had a neighborhood pack. They called him Mackie's white trash behind our backs. I was way too young to understand that, but if I did, I'd give it right back. All me daddy'd be drunk on the lawn, yelling and screaming like he do. But sometimes my old man felt what he was feeling. Sometimes Mr. Mackie spoke the truth. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, "Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass." All me grandpa passed to Ellis Island from the greatest of the motherlands. For he worked, provided for his family. He was a dedicated welding man. And he knew right from wrong like day and night. He could whip any fool in a bare-knuckle fight. He talked of country like he preached of God. One hell of an Irishman. We're stubborn-ass mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, "Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass." I'm of a distant relation to John Redmond. He was one of the greatest Irish rebels of his day. One bastard to another,
bastard,
and on down the line. And this is what my son will say.
We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at a Sunday mass.
We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, "Kiss my Irish ass."
We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at a Sunday mass.
We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say,
"Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass."